Okay, the Big E Sports Show continues on at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. We love hearing from you. We want to direct you to Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Well, the big baseball show we have continues on as we gear up for the Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game, the festivities, all the action, all the fun. And right now, we're going to take time to kind of power down a bit. We're going to be a bit reflective and take time for a book review. It's a pleasure to have with us this evening Gary Peterson, who is the staff writer. You can check him out on Twitter as well, at CC Times, the Contra Costa Times. And he's also the author of a new book on the 1989 World Series that was played with the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants. The book is titled The Earthquake World Series, The Battle of the Bay, Bashing the A's, Thrilling Giants, and The Earthquake World Series. Good evening, Gary. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, before we take time to turn back the hands of time and relive that earthquake series, because I absolutely remember where I was. I remember it well. What are your thoughts on the A's and the Giants and what you've seen from both of these teams so far in 2014?
Well, I keep telling people that the Giants got off to one of the fastest starts in their San Francisco history. They've kind of tailed off a little bit since then. The A's, I believe, the time I checked, had the best record in baseball. So it's all part of my plan that they appeared headed for another possible big World Series. And they remind me, in general sense, of the 89 teams, that both teams have good, solid ownership. The A's are currently haggling over a team. But if that gets turned out, you're going to have both teams secure in this area. They're not losing money. Good general managers, good field managers. And that hasn't always been the case during 47 years together in the Bay Area. A lot of times one team's been up, one down, and about ready to leave town. But both, as in 1989, these teams have, you know, solid chances for making the postseason, and I like what I see from them.
But what has been the key for, specifically like the Giants, you know, you were talking about getting off to the fastest start. What has been the key for them sustaining that early season success so far?
Well, since I left sports a few years ago, I'm more of a casual fan, but from what I read, their offense has kind of gone in the tank here lately, and they're looking to score runs, and that's been a problem. That was a problem for them last year as well. And when they've been good, they won World Series after 2010 and 2012 seasons, their offense was a little bit more consistent than it's been this year.
Okay, Gary Peterson is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big E Sports Show. We're going to transition right now. We're going to take time to preview his new book that's just been released, The Earthquake World Series, The Battle of the Bay. So take us back to 1989, and what is your recollection of that World Series and how Mother Nature really disrupted an incredible series?
Yeah, that's my recollection, that Mother Nature stepped in and kind of rewrote the script. It was right before Game 3 in San Francisco. The first two games, the A's had won in Oakland, and it hadn't been very competitive at all. The A's were a great team at that point, and they were at the top of their game. The Giants were a pretty good team. They were kind of nicked up, and their pitching was in a bit of disarray. So Game 3 was either going to be the Giants were going to make it a World Series, or the A's were going to win and have an insurmountable lead. But we never got to that point that day. It was like, 15-20 minutes before the first pitch, and then I was sitting in my assigned seat in the overflow press box in section one, upper deck, and it started bouncing pretty good. And you do the research on the book, and I find out that it's estimated like 15 or 20 seconds. It seemed a lot longer than that, bouncing up and down. So that forever changed that World Series and how that World Series is remembered.
I know in the book that Tony La Russa, he wrote the foreword, and I thought he really summarized it best, just talking about the timing of it, just how destructive the effects were, and it really was just so overwhelming, and the fact that it was, happened with two teams from the same geographic area that were, playing to win the World Series. What were some of the things that took place there?
Well, he's right. It was a convergence of, once-in-a-lifetime experiences, because the A's and Giants have been cohabitating the Bay Area here for 47 years, and only once have they met in the World Series, and that was 1989. The Loma Prieta earthquake happens like with the players on the field warming up, the fans in the stands, and it's the largest earthquake to hit San Francisco or the Bay Area since the 1906 earthquake. And so it was almost like a surreal experience. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, first of all, the two teams are playing in the World Series, and now here comes the earthquake, and it sure takes you away from what you thought was going to happen. And and once everyone understood the magnitude of it, then the real big discussion became, you know, when do we resume or do we resume the World Series? And there was a lot of conversation after that. I mean, I've never been through tornadoes or hurricanes, but some things you can see coming. You don't see an earthquake coming, and it is so stunning and so jarring that it almost feels like nothing's ever going to be the same again. So there was the big conversation was, you know, how does baseball fit in, you know, as the Bay Area tries to recover and move forward from the earthquake.
The author of The Battle of the Bay, Gary Peterson, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and you're exactly right. It resulted in a 10-day disruption in play, unprecedented stoppage. My question to you is, how did the players, how did they maintain the demands in terms of with their conditioning, with their mental focus, with having such a significant time off?
That was a huge challenge. The uncertainty of it was one thing. Number two, they live in, you know, for at least 6 or 7 months out of the year, they live in San Francisco and Oakland and the Bay Area, so they're citizens here as well. And like everyone, you want to be deferential toward people who had lost loved ones or property or who were having a hard time. And the World Series really didn't fit into that equation. They had to take time off. And when I talked to Will Clark last year about it, he said the tough thing was, he said, you're used to showing up at spring training, having not swung a bat in a while. And your first challenge is just to put the bat on the ball. And he goes, and now here we are in the middle of a World Series trying to do the same thing. So the earthquake hits, and there's, you know, when are they going to start again? First it was going to be 7 days, and then it was going to be 10 days, and then it started to rain. And so it was difficult. I mean, they could go to the into the batting cages and get some work in. But there were players who flat out said, you know, I don't care if we resume the World Series or not. Carney Lansford was a Bay Area native, and he was the third baseman for the A's, and he said, you know, when we start again, I don't want any of my friends or family at Candlestick Park.
Wow.
So it was a huge challenge, and you're right, it was both physical in terms of trying to keep sharp and mental in terms of trying to maintain your focus. And for a lot of these guys, this is a crowning achievement, playing in the World Series, and they didn't feel like they could feel good about that anymore, and that was kind of a dilemma as well. The A's finally went down to Phoenix to their spring training base for 2 days of workouts, and then were met there by adoring fans in Phoenix. They filled the little Phoenix Municipal Stadium and cheered the A's like they were rock stars, and I think that was a big key for them. I mean, there's no manual on how to handle yourself in a situation like that, but they went down to Phoenix and really got recharged, and it was okay for them to feel good about baseball again. And they came back, and they just walloped the Giants in Game 3. The Giants had stayed home and worked out of an empty Candlestick Park in front of 60,000 empty seats. But to this day, you talk to the players and the managers and the people involved, and they'll say that was a huge challenge. You didn't know what to do.
Author Gary Peterson has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of the book. It is titled Battle of the Bay, Bashing A's, Thrilling Giants, and the Earthquake World Series. And it's been such an honor to have you with us this evening, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you, Gary.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.